We continue with Masachas Beitza Daf Chof Amal Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom of the page with the Beisa. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa Behillel HaZaken, there was a story involving Hillel HaZaken, Shehevi Olasa Lazara Lismo Chalaha B'yamtif. He brought his Olas Re'iyah to the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash in order to do Smicha on Erev Yamtif. So Chavru Alav Tamide Shammai HaZaken. So the Tamidim of Shammai HaZaken gathered against him, and Amrlo, and they said to him, Mativa shel behemazu. What is the nature of this animal? They were inquiring whether or not he intended to bring a carbon ola or a shlamim, because as we learned, according to Beis Shammai, one may not bring an ola on Yomtiv. So Amrlohem, he said, Nekevehi ulezivche shlamim hevi siha. So he says, this animal is a female, and I brought it as a shlamim. Rashi reminds us, Nekeva Yishain Ola Nekeva. There is, you can bring a Nekeva for a Shlamim, but there is no Nekeva for an Ola. Every Ola animal is going to be a male animal. And so therefore, Hillel HaZaken clarified what he was doing to the Tamidim Beis Shammai, basically telling them that he's bringing a Shlamim. So Kishkesh Lahem Biznava. So he went ahead and he shook its tail in front of them, V'hochalahem, and then they left. So Rashi, the last Rashi on the page says, Kishkesh lahem biznava kidei latoson shiusvurim shi in the keva. He went ahead and started moving its tail as if he was going to show them that it was in a keva, but they left before he could show them. In other words, they took his word for it. But the truth of the matter is, as Rashi beforehand, that was not the truth. Meirov anvesanuso shel hillel hayimishana bet meyashalom. Because of the extent of his humility, so he went ahead and he lied to them, B'nei Shalom, in order to promote peace. But the truth of the matter is, it was not in a keva. It was a zachar. It was a male animal. And he was bringing it l'shem ola. He just wanted to avoid the confrontation. But that was the shita of Hillel HaZaken. And that was the shita of Beis Hillel, as we'd seen. So v'osa yom gavra yadam shel Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So on that day, Beis Shammai had the upper hand over Beis Hillel. There was an impression that Hillel had sort of conceded to the Tamidim Beis Shammai, uvikshav l'kva halacha kamosan, and so therefore Beis Shammai attempted then to see to it that the halacha would be established in accordance with their Rebbe. So what happened was, hayisham zaken echad mitamidei Shammai zaken. There was one particular Talmid who was among the Zakenim. He was an elder Talmud of Shammai HaZaken, Ubaba ben Buta Shmo. His name is Baba ben Buta. Shahayodeya Shalacha Beis Hillel. And he knew that the halach, in fact, follows Beis Hillel. So Vashalach, he goes ahead, Vehevi called Son Kedar Shibushalayim. He goes ahead and he brings all the sheep of Kedar that were in Yerushalayim. Says Rashim Ulam Hayu. These were considered to be the best sheep available. Hamidim Bazara, and he brings them all to the Azara. V'amar, and he said, Komi Sherot Lismoch Yavav Yismoch. And he announces publicly, anybody who wants to go ahead and do smicha, to lean on an animal and bring it as a karbon, may do so. In other words, Bava ben Buta openly declares that the halacha follows Beis Hillel. And this particular incident sort of turned the tide the other way. Also, Ayom Gavr Yadon Shal Beis Hillel. So on that day, Beis Hillel sort of gains the upper hand over Beis Shammai, V'kav halacha kamosan, and they established the halacha like Beis Hillel v'lohayasham adam she'ira b'davar klum. And there was nobody involved in this entire incident. There was no one there who stood up to protest this particular matter. And so therefore the halacha was firmly established in accordance with Beis Hillel. Shuv Maisa says, the Braisa, there was another similar incident. B'talmid echa b'talmidei Beis Hillel, one of the students of Beis Hillel, hevi v'alasa lazar lismoch aleha, he was bringing an ola to the animal, and he was doing smicha on it. Matzot tamid echo bin tamidei Beis Shammai, yomer lo mazu smicha. So then one of the tamidim Beis Shammai comes and he says, what are you doing? Why are you doing smicha? After all, that is in violation of Beis Shammai's position. Says Rashi, shatarotza lismoch v'lav radiver Beis Shammai, v'alu anu chalukun aleichem. We argue with Beis Shammai. So says this Talmud back to the Talmud of Beis Shammai, mazo shtika. What kind of silence is this? In other words, he says, what kind of smicha is this? So he says back to him, what kind of silence is this? In other words, be quiet. It's very nice that this does not accord with the position of your Rebbe Beis Shammai, but we know the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Shoshitku b'dezifa v'halachlo. So he was successful in silencing him with his nezifa, with his tochacha, with his rebuke, and then v'halach lo, and then he left. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hilko chaitzum rabbanan da'amar lechavri milsa. So we see from here, says the Abaye, that if a particular Talmud Chacham has a friend who criticizes him inappropriately, so you should not respond to him by saying anything more than he said to you. The iu amalei mazu smicha, because we see in this particular example, the Talmud of Beis Shammai says to him, mazu smicha, what kind of smicha is it? What kind of leaning is this? And his response, what kind of silence is this? In other words, he could have gone ahead and he could have come up with a more elaborate comeback, but he didn't. He just went ahead and basically responded exactly he did it to him. And Abaye says, we see from here, that this is the proper way to react in these situations.